This morning, I want to hear what have you wrongly washed? Your washing fails. My partner, Jono, washed some chewing gum in with a whole load of washing. And I don't know if you've ever washed chewing gum with washing before.
Look, I think it's been in a pocket once, but
it hasn't gone anywhere.
No, yeah. It hasn't spread to other.
Well, look, this was I'm guessing it was probably a full packet of chewing gum because there's
good.
That much of it all over basically everything.
So what happens when chewing gum goes throughout a wash?
Let me tell you what happens. You basically have to chuck everything out.
Really?
No. I mean, some stuff is gone because there's too much chewing gum on it. I'm not going to sit there and pick it off. I've just got to say, rest in peace, nice black top that I've only had for 2 weeks. You're in the bin.
Right. But you haven't just made that story up. That's actually a thing that happened.
But there's, you know, some things that have just got a little bit on, so I've sat there and I'm trying to pick it off, like scratch it off with my fingernails.
Yeah, well, I see. I wouldn't have expected it to spread that badly.
Yeah, it did.
Well, that sucks.
From basically everything.
Bad for you.
Not good. Not good at all.
Yeah.
Have you ever washed anything that you weren't supposed to and it's...
I've had stuff shrink.
Have you?
That's annoying. You know, like
what,
a shirt.
What causes that? It's too hot of water,
yeah,
isn't it?
Maybe yeah. I've done a hot wash or something, and you know, I've had a shirt. It's particularly frustrating when you've only had a shirt for a few wears, and then suddenly it's like a midriff sort of thing. It's like,
in the bin.
Oh,
what a waste of money.
What have I? And you know what I end up doing? I end up holding onto it for no reason.
Mm.
I don't throw it away because it's like, well, I just bought it. I can't throw it away, but it's mini now.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I can't wear it.
You know, I think people would wash things wrongly all the time because, you know, once you put stuff in the washing machine, you're oblivious. You walk away and then it's not until the end of that 45-minute cycle where you open it up and you're like, oh, God, what's happened here?
It's I do remember there's been one instance where I let somebody else do my washing. Like,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they'll wash that for you. And they've shrunk everything. That's annoying because it's like, well, you were doing me a favour, but you did me the opposite
of
a favour in the end.
Give us a call on 13 12 16. Let us know whatever you wrongly washed. What are your washing fails?
Mick on 13 12 16, what's been your washing fail?
Well, I was once the president of a football club and nobody wanted to wash the new jerseys, so I washed them. They were maroon and white, but they were pink at the end.
So everyone had a pink shirt. Did you end up getting new shirts, or that's everyone just played with those shirts for the rest of the season?
That was it. They were jerseys, brand new jerseys, and they were all pink.
That was it.
One way to stand out. You're never going to clash against another team in pink, most likely.
And one way
that's
to
right.
never get the duties of cleaning again. We can't be trusted.
Off the hook for life.
Pink was on trend well before now.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks. See ya.